In our previous year, we began a discussion about the mitzvah of Esrig and Matanam Nas L'Hachzir. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Resh Nun Ches, Sif Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Adam Yotzi Dei Chavasa B'Yom Rishon, a person cannot be Yotzi the mitzvah of Dal Minim on the first day of Yonta, B'Lulav Shul Chaveroi Shishiloi, with a borrowed luluf. The Binan, the Torah requires lochem, misholachem, that the esrog belong to you. Says the Shulchan Aruch, afilo amalo yehei shulcha shetetzibay, it could be yours until you yoitz vakach yehei shalika v'tchila lo yotza. Because I have a commercial and a borrowed esrog is not good. However, the nasa milatana, if it was given as a gift, then it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berura has a discussion: can a wife give an esrog to someone else with a matana milas lahachzer? And he says that a wife, even though she knows that her husband doesn't mind that they give away the esrog, still has no right to give away the esrog without his express permission. There's also discussion why the Mishnah Berura and Sif Tes has a discussion, why the halacha is by kedushin that if I borrow someone else's ring and I use it to make it to be mekadosh nisha, the halacha is that the kedushin is a valid kedushin, whereas by an esrig it will not be a valid way of being mekayim the mitzvah. He says, the way that Taz explains, that the Torah, by telling us, v'lakachtam lachem, is telling us that our borrowed esrog is not acceptable, and that when one has an esrog from someone else, we should assume it's a borrowed esrog, and you're not yoitza. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. By kedushin, since people know that a borrowed ring you can't be mekadosh with, the halacha is that we are not mekayim the mitzvah. But you know that you can't make kedushin with a borrowed ring. Every misad kedushin asks the chassan, "Is this ring yours?" And therefore, the halacha will be that it becomes yours and you yoitza the mitzvah. Moreover, the Mishnah Berura teaches us that because we see from here how important it is to have ownership of the esrog, if you didn't pay for the esrog before Yontif, maybe it's not yours. And we have to have lechem deraisa. And the Paiskim say that even if you gave a check, it's not clear, we've had this discussion previously, if a check is considered like you paid for it, and therefore you should make sure that either you pay with cash before Yontif, or pay with a check that's being deposited before Yontif. Moreover, Rav Vosner, and the Shaios HaTshuvos, Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Zayin, Simen Pei Gimel, says, but why don't I say that if I brought the esrog home, I have a kinyan chatzar? So he says a chiddush. He says, since most sellers of dalam minim are not satisfied that to transfer the esrog to you until you actually pay for it, you can't have a kinyan chatzar unless the seller is agreeable that it's yours. And therefore, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. you're not yoytze the mitzvah until you actually pay for it with cash. L'chatchila, the best way is to pay for it with cash before Yontif. But says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalet, as we've been discussing, not snoiloy amanas lachziroi, if it was given with the intention of being a matana amanas lachzer, hareze yoytze ba yidei chavosoi, you could be yoytze the mitzvah or machziroi, provided that you return it. Shematana amanas lachzer, shma matana. It's considered yours completely. And I saw that Rabbi Yosher Zatzal said that we shouldn't assume that when it comes to your family members, since they're part of your family, you could be yoytze the mitzvah just by them taking it. The issues that are being discussed in this Gemara apply to families, to children as well. A wife is not so simple, because by a wife there's called Masha Kansisha Kanabala, and therefore when it comes to a wife, it was the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman that we could be more lenient, and with a wife you don't have an issue of Matana Manas Lahach, so she could use it and you don't have any issue. But with anybody else, you indeed have such an issue. And in fact, there's a very interesting psak suggested by the Sfasemis. The halacha is that you have to own the matzah that you're going to be yoytze the mitzvah, because there's a gzeir shava between matzah and sukkah. And just like by sukkah, as we discussed in the previous year, the sukkah has to be lochem, so too does the matzah have to be lochem. And therefore, says the Sfasemis, indeed in Masech the sukkah, that if you're a guest in someone else's home, and you're going to have for the Seder, and you're going to be eating matzah, which there's a chiv, the raisa to eat the matzah, you should be careful to be koine the matzah. And it seems that according to the Sfas Emes, this halacha would apply even to married children that are by their parents. The only exception, probably, as we just discussed, would be a wife. But, continues the Shulchan Aruch, and in discussing this halacha, the Paiskim point out, the Mishnah Berurah says it, that when you're giving it to someone else, as a matana ma'as lahachzer, you should be very clear in saying it, that you're giving it as a matana ma'as lahachzer, and going back to what we discussed in our previous year, the big machlokes rishonim, how matanam nas lahachsi works, it could well be that if we follow the opinion of the Rosh and the Ritva, the matanam nas lahachsi requires that the recipient be magneted back to the original owner. So these paiskim would hold that just like when the original owner gives it to you, he spells out clearly what he's doing, it should go the other direction as well. When it's being returned, it should be spelled out why it's being returned. Also, since it's a Maisa Kinyan, the halacha is, you should pick it up, L'shem Kinyan, and many Paiskim are of the opinion you should pick it up three Tfachim, or at least a Tefach, because we know that when you make a Kinyan, the object you're being kinder, you have to pick up a Tefach, or Shlish, or Shlosh Tfachim. Moreover, this concern, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the B'Alach and Simon Tov Reish Mem Tes, is for Bnei Eretz Yisrael only for the first day Yontif. For Bnei Chutz Laaretz, it's a problem even the second day Yontif. And it is a problem that you're not allowed to do Mekach in Memkar on Yontif. So how could I do Matanam Nas Lahachzer on Yontif if Mekach and Memkar is also on Yontif? The halacha is that since we're doing it, so there's two answers. One answer is, since it's being done the Tzorich Mitzvah, then it's Mutter. The other answer goes back to the Machlokes Rishonim that we keep on mentioning, and that is that how does the Matana Menas L'Achsa work? So if indeed we follow the opinion of the Rosh and the Ritva that it's a full-fledged Kinyan, so we have a serious question how we can make a Kinyan on Yontif. But if we learn, like Rabbeinu Avigdor, the Avni Meluim, that it's sort of a different type of Kinyan, it's a Kinyan that has an expiration, maybe that's not considered a full-fledged Kinyan that should be also. What would be the nafkamina? There would be a very big nafkamina. Let's say you want to give an esrog to someone else as a complete matana on Yontif. I have an extra esrog and I want to give it to someone else. May I? If we learn that letzarich mitzvah mekach u'memker is mutter, so it doesn't have to be strictly matana menas l'achzer. Anyway, would be acceptable. But if we learn that it has to be only a specific type of kinyan, maybe you would not be allowed to give an esrig as in a gift on Yontif, or more so, buy an esrig on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah continues teaching, the Shulchan Aruch continues teaching us that if you received an esrig as a matana lachs lachser, and therefore if you're not going to return it, lo yotza. Or as the Mishnah Berurah says, and we discussed previously, if you make it puzzle, you're supposed to give it back as a whole esrig. If you don't give it back as a whole esrig, then you're not yotza. Although this is connected to another Gemara that we learn here in Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses where somebody got something, a shor. Shor zeh nosan lach b'matana menashe tachzuriu li. I gave you my animal, amnasha tachzuruli, and the Gemara says hakidush. If I magdish it as you get after you gave it to me, while I have it as a matanam lachzer, the aloch is I raise the mugdish and muchzer. And the Gemara asks the question: I magdish it. What am I giving you back if you can't use it? So the Gemara differentiates: if I gave it back to you, if I gave it to you with a loshan amnasha tachzuruli, where I indicated that you have to give it back to me the way that I could use it, or I just said a masha taxi ruhu. So it could be that if you want to avoid this problem, give it to the person with just saying a masha taxi ruhu, and don't say a masha taxi li, and then the halacha will be, as we're learning in this shir, in this gemara, that as long as you give it back, even though it may not be whole, you yoitza. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'afil nosan loy mitzdomav. Even if you don't give me back the esrig, but you give me the value esrig, v'afil nenas miyodei. Like we just said, if you give it back to me, posel v'kainim echziro la'achaz ma mitzvosa. You give it back to me, but you give it back to me after yontif lo yotza, because you haven't fulfilled the condition that I gave in giving you the esrig. Continues the Ramah, Umutta losses like Esrig Matanam Nas Shlag Dishano. I can make such a condition, the Lagar Matanam Nas Lachser, where any condition can be made. Continues